This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. So it sounds like we might be having some issues with our broadcasting radio feed, so I'm going to just go on with Facebook Live until I hear back from Daniel. So let's just kind of move forward. Oh, okay, great. Let me know when we're live. Oh, all right, we are live on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Probably having issues with hearing my feed, so I apologize, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are rock and roll, and we are now live. So I see everybody with their masks, and I see them kind of running around and, you know, kind of trying to don their, you know, kind of make their statement in society and kind of make their, you know, put their footprint out there, not the carbon footprint, although I think we're making a lot of carbon footprints now because we're using so many paper products. But I kind of see what you guys are trying to do, and it's because we're limited in terms of our communication and in terms of expressing our personality. And so when we have to just use our eyes and, you know, I'm kind of winking and I'm trying to squint and all that, and you can't really see my face, I might use my mask as something to kind of express something about myself. Remember, you know, people are still trying to hook up out there. People still want to meet people and, you know, have sex, and right? So if you can't see half the face, it's kind of difficult. Now, my husband says I look a lot more attractive with the mask on, so I'm not sure where to go with that one. But the average person, they look more attractive when you can see their teeth and you can see their smile, because your personality exudes out of the whole package. So what people have done is they've evolved. Okay, we've been in masks now for about 6 months. 6 months. And humans evolve pretty quickly. They've realized that if we have to have our mouths covered, and it looks like we're going to be in masks for a very long time, I don't see the mask thing going away. Because people don't want flu. People don't want coughing. People don't want bad breath. People don't want to be spit on when they talk. People are liking that other people are in masks. They're loving it. So the mask thing's not going to go away. So how do we evolve, and how do we, you know, let you guys know who we're about and give you that peek in if half our face is covered? So what many of you guys are doing is you're, you know, maybe, you know, wearing one mask versus another, and you're being very strategic about your masks. And so I get you. I know exactly what you're about. But there's a lot of people out there that don't realize they could be giving false misconceptions. I think that's kind of that's kind of redundant. But they may be mismarketing themselves. So when I see a mask, I size you up. I already kind of get an idea of who you be. So, for example, okay, the N95 respirators, all right, and I wrote a piece on this. Those N95 masks, those are like the, you know, top of the top, you know, they are the ones that seem to be the most effective against COVID. And every now and then, you see some strange cat walk around with one of them, right? And you're looking and you're like, how the hell did they get that? So, either A, they're a doctor, so they have access, you know, or a healthcare worker. You know, or B, they, you know, kind of knew what was going on. They kind of, you see somebody with an N95 mask, right, and they're not in the medical field, you're like, how the hell did you get it? So either A, they were really on top of things. I mean, we're talking, they knew that there was going to be an outbreak before it ever happened, or they're a prepper and already had a stash at their house. You know, maybe they remembered Fukushima and they were thinking, you know what, maybe I am, or Chernobyl, and we're going to be covered. Or B, they got, you know, friends in the underground. They know how to get bootleg products. So if I see somebody with an N95 respirator, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I like them too much. And it's not that I dislike doctors. I love doctors. But the average doctor isn't going to wear their N95 mask outdoors. Because, you know, they don't want to make people jealous. They don't want people to think that they're, you know, that they have access to the good stuff and they're going to live when the rest of us might not. So, but if there is somebody that does that, I'm not going to like them. So if I see an N95 mask, I'm probably not going to want to date you. Now, what about these dudes with the big, huge, full face respirators? I mean, we're talking, they look like they're ready for some industrial accident. With them, it's interesting. If I see somebody with a full face respirator, you know, with the two, like, you know, Mickey Mouse ears on their mouth, and I mean, you know, you almost hear them, you know, you can hear them breathe. Okay, I'm thinking those people aren't the most social. Those people really want a barrier. They have no problem giving up sex for safety. You know, I just feel like they have a wall, you know, and they might be in construction, love construction workers, you know, but the average construction worker, again, is not going to be wearing that outside. They're going to be wearing that on the job. So when I see somebody wearing a full face respirator, doesn't seem like my kind of guy. I just think they're going to be cold. I think they're going to be kind of antisocial. And if I'm going to want sex, they'll be like, nah, you know, I'm worried about COVID. Okay. Now we got the surgical mask group, okay? So that's us. Surgical mask group, you got to be careful, okay? Because the surgical mask group, some people are wearing them because they want to act like a doctor. They're like, okay, finally, you know, I could get some attention here, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to be like, you know, yeah, stat, please. And I see some of you guys. Yeah, I'd like a Coca-Cola and fries stat. And I'm like, okay, could we please? Okay, you're not a surgeon. You just wear a surgical mask. I get that. And the surgical mask, these are the people that are kind of more practical. They're like, look, I can find these are being sold out of China now for 10 cents a pop, so I'll get a bunch of these. I'll save money. So I kind of like that. I like guys that know how to save money. And, you know, they're easy to take on. They're easy to take off. I'm doing my part. But you got to be really careful if you're one of these surgical mask people, because that could kind of imply that you don't spend money on masks, you don't have any facial mask coverings, and you purposely go to places that give these out for free and then you grab a bunch. So it could mean you're a cheapskate. Now we have the cloth mask people. The cloth mask people are the ones that look like they took the time to get something nice and soft and protective. And okay, those are the people that kind of like soft. They kind of like, you know, home ec. The make-your-own people, they must have a grandma that they want to make, you know, feel better that, you know, you see I'm making what you're making. So those are the ones who are like, you know what, I'm kind of on this mask thing, but I'm going to be cool nonetheless. And they're also the people that are more likely to have sex, you know, during COVID. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you've heard me bring up medications like Zofran, X-Forge, the Ciprodex for the ears, Lescol. I have a huge affinity towards medications that I could use so easily that have low side effects. Zofran is one of my favorite because when I have a woman who's pregnant and throwing up, or if I have somebody with acute gastroenteritis or even COVID, I have been probably writing Zofran like crazy. But the company Novartis is one of the pharmaceutical companies who is like the leader of these gene therapies. And so we have, which is going to be very, very exciting, as our next set of guests, we have a Dr. Shamindra Konersman and Regina Phillips to talk about what these Novartis gene therapies do and what kind of impact they've had on some of these very, very rare illnesses. It's absolutely cool. So, Dr. Konersman and Regina, thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. Konersman, talk to my listeners about how the gene therapies work.
The gene therapy is specifically meant to treat patients with the diagnosis of spinal muscular atrophy. That is a genetic disease that needs to be genetically diagnosed, and it is a nerve condition that results in muscle weakness. The weakness involves arms and legs as well as swallowing and breathing in most patients. It is a devastating diagnosis, and it can result in its most severe form of the disease in death prior to 2 years of age. The gene therapy is a medication that is meant to be infused into the vein of patients with SMA because the gene therapy actually replaces the gene that the patient is missing. But it's meant for patients specifically with the diagnosis of SMA, and not every patient with SMA is a candidate for the drug. So that patient needs to talk to their physician about what the most appropriate medication is for that patient.
So with these sorts of medication, this class of medications, if it replaces the missing gene, so to speak, how soon do these need to be infused?
It is best if the medication is infused as early as possible in the patient's life. So there are many clinical trials that actually show that the earlier the patient is treated with medication, the better the outcomes. I told you just a few minutes ago that the patients actually can lose the ability to move, to sit. They can have difficulties with breathing and swallowing. The earlier the medication is given, those issues may not occur later in life. So we're trying to get patients diagnosed shortly after birth through the newborn screening program.
So we are in Newborn Screening Awareness Month. September is one of my favorite months because it's National Preparedness Month. We have National Blood Donation Week, Newborn Screening Awareness Month. As the doctor just pointed out, when it comes to these diseases, and they're rare but devastating, we need to be able to find out which sort of population is vulnerable. And so when we have a newborn, sometimes these diagnoses aren't really made apparent. When does SMA usually manifest? When do parents start to see, shall we say, symptoms of it?
You're right. Early in infancy, like in the newborn period, the patient can be completely asymptomatic. In the most severe form of the disease, patients usually start to show symptoms within a few months of life. It can vary depending on the severity of the disease, though, and it can manifest later in life as well. But even if a patient has one of the less severe forms of the condition, you still want to diagnose these patients early and get the medication to them early because that will allow the nerves to be saved. And you don't want to wait until symptoms come on before you get treated.
Amen. Amen. Now, we have Regina Phillips with us, who is actually a parent of a child who had SMA. Regina, thank you so much for coming on. Can you kind of share with us your story?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. So my son, Shane, has SMA. He's 2.5 years old now. He was born in January 2018, and we live in New Jersey, where SMA is not on the newborn screening panel, although a lot of other diseases are. So although he was born with this serious genetic disease, we had no knowledge of it until he became symptomatic. And he didn't become symptomatic until about 6 months of age. So he was healthy, happy, strong, no issues, and then we slowly started to see some difficulties in him moving, some difficulties with his strength, and over the course of 5 months of looking for answers, taking him to different doctors and therapists, he lost a lot of his motor function. His legs weren't moving anymore. He could barely lift his arms, and then we finally got the diagnosis of SMA, and we were able to get him the treatment available at that time, which was a series of spinal injections. And then thankfully this gene therapy was approved by the FDA shortly after his diagnosis. diagnosis, and he received that in July of 2019. So
that's Zolgensma?
Those treatments and also a lot of, yes, that was mm-hmm. Zolgensma. So thanks mm-hmm. to Zolgensma, the other treatment and his therapy, he's fully gaining back some of the motor function that he lost, but it's a really hard journey, and we wish we had gotten the diagnosis and treatment much earlier.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. How old is he now?
He's 2.5.
Oh, and what's his name?
Shane.
Shane, oh my God, I love that. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it's hard as a parent. I'm a parent too, you know, and, you know, my children, had not the easiest childbirth processes. And so, one, it's amazing that we can do screening and we definitely need more, research in that area. But, you know, like you said, you know, thank God there was something, but it's always, you know, it's always better to catch it early. Dr. Cohn, can you tell us a little bit more about Zolgensma? And again, I know you kind of touched upon how it works. Can you give us a little bit more specifics?
Yes. So Zolgensma is a gene replacement therapy. The medication actually has a copy of the gene that the patient is missing. Once the medication is infused into the vein, the medication actually makes its way into the nerves and allows the nerve to make the protein that is missing. So by having the protein, now the nerve can survive and allow for normal or better muscle function. And so the idea is that function that was lost before can be regained with effort and physical therapy, and more so is to never lose function in the first place. Mm-hmm. It is important to actually get this drug as early as possible, so we're trying to get the medication, the disease on the newborn treatment, newborn screening programs in all 50 states. And it has not been implemented in all 50 states so far.
Mm-hmm. With this gene therapy, one of my listeners wants to know about metabolism. If you have low metabolism, will gene therapies later be able to tackle obesity by helping with the genes that regulate metabolism?
Unfortunately, that is not a question that I can answer at this time. In order to actually answer that question, we would need to have more information. But mm-hmm. this specific gene therapy is meant for SMA only.
Okay. And what other gene therapies are out there that Novartis, I think Novartis has a few, don't they?
I believe this is the only gene therapy for SMA that they have. There is no other gene therapy for SMA at this time.
Oh, I meant for other conditions, but that's okay. That's okay. Okay. Where can people find more information?
Please go to curesma.org, which is a website by the leading advocacy organization for SMA, where you can find more information on the disease as well as treatments available, and to go to Zolgensma.com to get more information on the gene therapy.
That's fantastic. And Regina, look, thank you. Can people kind of, is there any way people can help? You know, do you have like a GoFundMe page, or is there any way people can help you and Shane in this path you're going through, and this the challenge you have?
Oh, I so appreciate that offer. The best way you can help is to just continue to spread awareness about this disease. To direct people to curesma.org and to direct them to learn more about SMA and rare diseases in general.
All right, fantastic. Thank you both for being on. We really, really appreciate it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently the Oscars have certain requirements in order to become Best Picture. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, reopens the PPP for a second draw, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school, helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses or homeschooling.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is testifying before a Senate committee on developing a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine.
HHS will be issuing guidance to expand access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines. State-licensed pharmacists will now be able to administer COVID-19 vaccinations to persons age 3 and older.
President Trump keeping another one of his campaign promises as 2,000 troops will be leaving Iraq during September. This is USA Radio News. Two Joe Biden voters have been indicted on hate crime charges after grabbing a 7-year-old's Make America Great Again cap in front of his mother outside the Democratic National Convention in Delaware. Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, both 21, were indicted by a grand jury on Tuesday on felony charges of robbery and conspiracy and hate crimes, as well as a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child. The incident, which was captured on video, went viral, occurred outside a restaurant at the Wilmington Riverfront on August 20th. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the people of his state are very resilient. Today on the Senate floor, the Iowa Republican acknowledged the hardships that farmers have faced this year.
Farmers have had to confront coronavirus supply chain disruptions, widespread drought, and a record windstorm that blew across our state.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I haven't seen the Oscars in a while. It's not so much a political thing. It's just I haven't enjoyed them in a while. I think it's because I don't really, you know, get out and watch a lot of movies, so I don't really see who the Oscar winners are. I know there's been boycotts. Some of the speeches aren't funny anymore. They start to get political. And so I just haven't really been, you know, watching it. And when you start to get disengaged, when there is sort of a contest of, well, this movie was critically acclaimed or this movie won an Oscar, it starts to lose its, you know, its strength or punch when we find that there's certain biases that occur. So, like, for example, if I found that a person had a, shall we say, a movie, and they were, you know, let's say, a complete bigot, and they would only, you know, hire people, you know, based on the color of their skin or whatever, I don't care how good a movie it would be, I'd be disinterested in the movie. Same thing, if I found that, you know, a movie, you know, would, you know, try to, shall we say, I don't know how to word this. If we say a movie tried to make a point where we're only going to hire women and it'll be a women-run movie, and then, it also kind of loses it for me. Because if you are going to win, let me see, if you are going to do something and it is going to be an artistic creation or an artistic masterpiece, you have to be unfettered. You have to be unshackled. You have to have a freedom. You can't do a piece of art, all right, make a piece of art, whether it's Michelangelo or whatever, with, okay, you can only use red paint, you can only do blue paint, and you can only maybe do horizontal lines. I mean, somebody might be able to make a great piece of art, but that doesn't mean that is going to be the best piece of art in the world, because you need artistic expression. Same thing with medicine. I have a huge problem with medicine when we're told you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do antibiotics, you have to do this first, you have to use that blood pressure medicine first, you can't start a person on this medication. And you're like, wait a second, okay, medicine is an art. You know, quit shackling me. Stop it. You need to be able to let us, you know, free flow. Give us our paintbrush. Well, that's why we're hearing stars speak out at the new Oscars rules. Now, this is going to be controversial because the Oscars are trying to promote diversity. And so they are hoping that films that will be able to win Best Picture by the year 2024 will have more minority, female, LGBT, or disabled cast or crews, so that you will not win a Best Picture for your movie if you fail to satisfy certain qualifications. Now, you know, we know that Hollywood has become politicized, and we also know that Hollywood has tried to be the beacon of diversity and, you know, try to break a lot of the stereotypes of, well, this is going to be just, you know, the old boys club, when in fact, unfortunately, Hollywood has had some of the worst offenses in, you know, assault and discrimination. And so, I mean, it's kind of, unfortunately, hypocritical. But I see what the Oscars are trying to do. It just really kind of takes away what a best picture is. You can have a best picture with women and minorities and disabled crews, but when you force it, now that kind of takes away where, okay, you know, everybody needs to follow the rules. If they follow the rules, you know, they're going to get a golden star. That's not the way people want to win an award. Like, for example, Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan, I believe, did they win a Best Picture? I don't know what award they've won, but I think Saving Private Ryan won awards, and it was about World War II. So it was really difficult to have a lot of women. It was because they were covering D-Day and then right after D-Day and the beaches of Normandy, it would have been really, really difficult to replace, you know, stars with those who might have been disabled or might have been, and I understand that's a, you know, wonderful thing to try and do to make sure you're more inclusive in the movies, but then you couldn't really tell the story of what happened January 6, 1944. I mean, will history be changed? Such that, you know, like Hamilton, excellent Broadway musical, I enjoyed it a lot, but what they did is they replaced the cast with those who were non-white. And it was very, very, very entertaining, and they were able to infuse history, but it then was not a historical picture, obviously. It was, you know, it was a twist, a take on it. So to be eligible for Best Picture now, films have to meet two of the following four criteria. All right, so Number one, on-screen representation. The standard can be met by fulfilling any one of these. The lead actor or significant supporting actor comes from an ethnic minority group, which means, you know, movies with Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks has won a lot of Oscars, all right? Movies with Tom Hanks might not qualify. At least 30% of smaller roles are played by women, LGBT people, disabled people, or ethnic minorities, according to Daily Mail. And the main storyline is centered on an underrepresented group. So we're probably not going to see a lot of World War I or World War II movies win, you know, Best Picture. Lord of the Rings, probably not, unless, of course, they change the storyline to, I'm not sure. Creative leadership. So with creative leadership, at least two senior creative posts, such as casting director, artist, producer, needs to be from an underserved community. And I apologize, I'm having some issues here with my computer. And then at least six smaller roles in the crew are filled by ethnic minorities. At least 30% of the film's total crew is from an underrepresented group. Again, they have to fulfill two of these four. So it's not... But, again, as a woman, I get really insulted by that, that in order for there to be any... I mean, if I got a job, it's not because they wanted me. It's not because they thought I would be, you know, perfect for the role. It's because they, you know, needed to... They needed to fill a quota. I hate that. I don't want to be a part of a quota. You know, and it's just frustrating. So while we're still kind of struggling, unfortunately, with our internet here, James Woods, Kirstie Alley has spoken out. In fact, Kirstie Alley was pretty vocal about it, saying, you know, it's like telling Picasso what to blank and paint. So she was kind of pretty upset about it. I haven't really heard from many other stars. I'm sure many other stars were going to say that's good, you know, that's fine. There's been a lot of debates and boycotts of the Oscars, saying many of the movies that have been awarded have been, you know, primarily white, and so there hasn't been a lot of diversity. But you know, as Hollywood and industries move forward, they need to be very, very careful about how these new rules are implemented, because unfortunately every time mandates or kind of these implied threats, like you're not going to win an Oscar if you don't hire a woman, or if you don't hire, you know, let's say a minority, starts to marginalize, actually puts us back years of progress, because now we have to be given a handout. We have to be given a break. And, you know, as women who have worked hard and who have struggled and have, you know, or those of minorities who have been, look, I earned this, you're taking that away from me, making it look like the only reason why I earned this is because I satisfied a racial demographic. And that's unfair, and it kind of destroys a lot of the progress we've made. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody's got their panties all up in a bunch. Everybody calm down. Calm down. Let's just kind of walk this through. All right. I get it. I get it. People are freaked out about vaccines. I understand that. I'm pro-vaccine, but I get that there could be side effects. So let's just kind of walk through this. Everybody calm down. AstraZeneca has had to halt temporarily that vaccine we spoke about. Bunch of people bought AstraZeneca stock over the last year or two. I had stock from before. Some of us have sold it recently because AstraZeneca had to halt one of their studies on a vaccine because there was a quote-unquote serious side effect. We know what it was. What we believe it was. It's a little trickier, all right? When these studies happen, which is why people have kind of criticized what happened with Russia, is whenever you do a study of a medication, okay, they might study it in the lab, they might study it in monkeys or rats or whatever, but you need to study it in humans because the human is a much different body. The human has a whole bunch of different environmental factors, they eat differently, so you need to study it in humans. Some studies of some of these medications are done originally in a small cohort, a small group. Then the larger studies is where you use thousands of people. Well, AstraZeneca has been on their, I think it's their AZD3222. What's the name of it? I apologize. I want to give you guys the name of the vaccine. AZD1222. Okay? So their vaccine, AZD1222, is also created with the help of Oxford University. And it's a monoclonal antibody that was created in the lab. It's supposed to mimic natural antibodies. And monoclonal antibodies are not supposed to be as side effect producing. So many of us have had a lot of high hopes for this. Well, some of the results that have come out have been about 1,000 participants who have taken the virus. 60% of them have had some sort of a reaction. Now, some sort of reaction could have been like a little skin sort of inflammation, could be a little nausea. If somebody says they got constipated a day after the shot, they have to add that. They have to add the constipation. If somebody said their tushy itched, they have to add anal pruritus. Okay, a lot of us scratch our butts. We just do. But if they're like, you know what, I have a scratch my butt recently, maybe it has to do with the shot, it gets added to that. Well, that's not what caused this to halt. What happened is somebody had transverse myelitis. That's inflammation of the spinal cord. Now, we can't say that the vaccine caused that. All right? Some people might just get transverse myelitis. It's rare, but they might get it. But the problem is because it happened after the vaccine in the study, AstraZeneca had to put this on hold. So, now I've been getting messages and texts going, you see, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm like, guys, okay, nothing is going to be FDA approved if we think it's going to be causing this. Now my nose is running. My nose is not growing. My nose is running, okay? Vaccines, right, are not 100% perfect. We know that. All right, we've seen some people get the flu shot and get Guillain-Barré, which is, an attack on the immune system on the nerves. We've seen some very rare side effects with vaccines, various different ones, whether it was the flu, whether it was the MMR. It's rare, very rare. How the government or medical or health officials react to that is if we think there is going to be a more than like a 0.0000001% chance, okay? All right? It's not going to be used. But we do understand that there are going to be, unfortunately, some casualties. Now, you have people that'll say, I'm going to just take my chances. And I talked to a mother the other day, didn't vaccinate her kid. The kid was having some very weird sort of illness. And I just asked, you know, is your child up to date on vaccines? And the mom said, no, I haven't vaccinated my kid because I'm worried about COVID. So I don't want to take the baby in for vaccines because I'm worried about COVID. So, you know, the fear of COVID is unfortunately causing there to be a fear of getting vaccinated. Now this child could have some, you know, disease that could have been prevented by a vaccine. And so it's just a mess all around. And as a doctor, I can't argue when a mom says, look, I don't want to give my healthy child something that can hurt him. Can you tell me that my child won't be hurt by this vaccine? And all I can do is kind of give the numbers. And I can say the vaccine has been proven safe. That's all I can really say. But if they say, can you tell me 100% that there will be no reaction to my child? Of course not. I can't. And then the mom says, I'm not going to vaccinate. So, you know, we need to improve confidence in our vaccination programs. Now, my kids have been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. Many of us have been vaccinated. I get the flu shot every year. I'm comfortable with it. I'm also lucky. I've never really had a side effect to the vaccines. Have I seen side effects? Yeah. You know, but I still trust them overall because I think the benefits outweigh the risks. However, if a COVID vaccine does seem to have a tendency to show a repetitive nature in terms of inducing certain serious side effects. And a serious side effect means somebody had to be hospitalized. I'm not going to have faith in that vaccine, and I'm not going to tell people to take it. So you know, it doesn't mean that the vaccine out there is going to be unsafe. It does mean we can't rush it. It does mean that we need to test this out in multiple people. And it also means that if somebody does have a serious side effect, we've made sure we ruled out other causes. I would hate for us not to have a COVID vaccine because somebody else had a medical issue that got chalked up as a vaccine side effect, just like with COVID. I'd hate to see these death rate numbers and find out it was actually people died of the flu and they just happened to also have COVID. So I would like some accuracy. Now, another headline you're going to see is that our masks that we're wearing, right? These masks, although that's upside down, these kinds right here, could be vaccines in and of themselves. Now, I know some of you are like, what the hell are they talking about? How can a mask be a vaccine? Well, where people are pulling this one out, and I know they're pulling it out of the retroperitoneum, but there's some logic to it. Where this is coming from is we know that these masks aren't 100%. We know that. Okay? And there is no way that this is filtering out 100% of the virus. And there is no way that we are not around others who have had COVID. So we start to wonder, and this is what some experts are studying, is maybe some of us are getting such small doses of COVID because of our half-assed masks that we're actually starting to build a little bit of an immunity where this actually acts as like a vaccine. Remember, with vaccines, we don't give you a full rip-roaring dose. We give you a live attenuated version, a weakened version, or we just give you the virus in killed form so we don't give you the disease. So masks, in a way, might be a live attenuated sort of vaccine where you get a lower amount. You don't get that big an amount. I'm not saying the virus is weakened. It could just take one nasty virus to get through. But they're thinking that maybe some people are going to start getting immunity because they are slowly building up a resistance because they're able to be exposed to a small amount and not a rip-roaring amount. Now, I might go with that theory. The problem is I just got my antibodies checked again when I donated blood. I'm still negative for COVID antibodies. And I've been wearing this mask, and I've been around people with my mask, and I've been talking, and I've been laughing, and I've been singing happy birthday and all the other stuff, and I've been around people who have worked in a hospital and all that, and my antibodies are still negative. So I'm not really thinking I'm, you know, getting the dose I need for this to act as a vaccine. But it is a cool thought. So I love that you guys have been getting crash courses in microbiology. I think it's really, really cool. And it's funny because a lot of you guys are now interested in medicine. Like, this whole virus thing is cool, and mass and epidemiology and spit and respiratory droplets and, you know, pruritus ani and butt itching and all sorts of stuff. And you guys are starting to think this stuff is kind of cool. You see how being a doctor is kind of cool? You see why we, I mean, because I got to tell you, being a doctor is not easy. It's a lot of years in school. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of abuse. It's no sleep. You know, it's bad food and crappy coffee in the morning. But I gotta tell you, we get to do some cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.